Okay, so that, welcome back. This is Girl by Cassandra Brewington. If you just tuned into the episode before this, like, my phone did not die. The app that I'm using, Anchor, which is amazing, you just hold the phone up to your ear, and I took the phone away to check on my battery life to make a point in that podcast, and my phone died, or not my phone died, but my phone stopped recording. So it appeared that my phone died, which was perfect timing, because if you just listened to that episode, it's like, I don't know how to keep my phone charged. End of episode. So my phone is at 11%, but that's enough to get her done. And I'm going to continue on with Let It Go. So if you are just jumping in, you want to listen to the episode right before this so that it merges together and it makes sense. I read that. All right. So the conversation with my sister was hilarious. First, I tried to like set the tone by telling her that I had something to tell her. After a short silence, because I was preparing my speech in my head, she interrupted me and said, "Are you moving to Costa Rica?" I kid you not. She said it just like that. She asked, "Are you moving to Costa Rica?" I didn't even have to actually tell her. My dramatic pause took so long that she knew what was coming before I could get the news out. I don't remember much of the conversation, but I do remember there were no congratulations. There were not many questions asked, and I knew that they would come later. She didn't take me seriously yet, so I knew that this conversation would continue, and it did. And so I was satisfied with knowing that I had completed phase one. Tell Erica a first time. She'll miss me. I'll miss her. Okay, so I recorded this. I'm recording this after I've moved. And so, yeah, she misses me. I miss my sister. I love my sister. She's literally the best. She really is. But we're very different. And I know she may never understand why I would leave the things that I prayed for, her words, to pursue purpose doing the same job as a teacher, her words, in a brand new country that may not meet my expectations of change. And that is so accurate, because moving does not equal change. Changing equals change. But at least one of us is completely okay with that. So after my divorce, my family didn't visit me. I'm pretty sure I eventually told them this made me sad. I still get a little sad thinking about how lonely I felt between just being 2 to 4 hours away from my family, 2 hours away from Erica, 4 hours away from my parents. And I couldn't articulate it at the time, but I expected my family to check on me. Not the free me, not the strong me, you know, not the bold, courageous, she can handle whatever me, but like me, little itty bitty me, the one that needed rest. I wanted to see them. I needed to be around family. But I had made decisions over the course of those 2.5 years that I think put a little bit of a wedge in our relationship and dynamic, and they didn't know how to be there for me, just like I didn't know how to say that I needed them there for me. So they were there, don't get me wrong, just not in the way that I expected, which is why I'm saying, guys, you gotta let it go. Tell people your expectations of them, let them make a decision about what they're willing to and able to do, and then let it go, because people don't really owe us anything. And that's why my relationship with God is so important, because just like I let people down because I am who I am and I'm growing and I'm learning and I'm changing and I'm developing, and sometimes I just don't know better, the same is true for people. So I extend the grace to them, and it is important for you to do that. Sometimes we close the chapter like I just did, literally. I wish I had a video. I literally just closed my book. And sometimes we do that with people. We close a chapter. We close the door. We close our hearts off to people who genuinely love us and care for us and are wanting to be in our corner and fight for us and fight with us against the things that are attacking our hearts or our minds or our bodies or our souls or our spirits. But we close the door on them because they've offended us. They haven't lived up to expectations. They've hurt our feelings. They said something that wasn't nice. They've done something that wasn't kind. But guys, listen to me. There are a few people in your life who are unquestionably, undeniably in your corner, and do not close the door on those people. They will hurt you. They will let you down. They are not perfect. But if they are fighting for a place in your life, and having that place does you good and not harm, let them back in. For some people, it's not their family. For some people, it might be the stranger that you met 3 years ago and formed a bond with, and now you all are inseparable, or you were inseparable until they hurt your feelings and you closed the door. Open it back up. Like, there are definitely situations, people, circumstances, times when it's okay to not only forgive, because it's always okay to forgive, but to forgive and to allow them back in. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. I don't really know. I don't know the pitch of that song, so I would sing it, but I really am not too familiar with it. But as Elsa and them said, let it go. And as Cassandra said, grow.